And the third one, see, what is stressed and mentioned is jnana charya, which is the understanding up to vipassana jnana, the result of kusla, and the kusla of other level are not mentioned at all. Why? Because each moment has arisen and fallen away so fast, no use, it just appear very shortly and then go away completely, never come back. Why mention it? Because no matter how long one lives in heaven or arupa jhana, no more, just from moment to moment. No use to talk about them. But only three are stressed in Patisampita Magga. The vinyana charya and the anyana charya and the jnana charya. That's the core.
So you're mentioning this to show how
important
arupa jhana is included in nicca patipadana.
Why we wish to have, why we wish to be there, because so temporarily, from moment to moment, that's all. But the accumulation of akusala is so great, and the panya, before it can be, the vipassana jnana has to develop. So only three are mentioned, the most important of life. Like now, see? Seeing arising and fall away, how many moments? No understanding? It has to be like this.
Could you just summarize what that last bit was about?
Yes, I asked about what the meaning of patipadana is, which usually means path or middle path. And she said there's samapatipadana, right path, or anything which leads to progress or the development of insight, and nicca patipadana, which is anything else. So whatever isn't leading to
including all other
insight,
forms of kusala.
Including all other forms of kusala, even the highest arupa jhana. And from that she was referring to the three charyas, and the last one is jnana charya, which refers to development of understanding. So anything that is not anjana. But jnana, apparently in the commentary, just refers specifically to the development of satipatthana up to before the vipassana jnanas. So no mention of other kinds of kusala or jhana.
So what about the other two forms of charya?
Vijnana charya refers to all cittas from the first moment of birth and how they all continue on and on.
Ahetuka vipaka citta.
All ahetuka vipaka citta.
Right.
And anjana refers to lobha dosa moha, which follows the vipaka cittas throughout the day, all akusala.
Is it common that the commentaries or anywhere in the text they leave out certain dhammas in their classification? Like here it seems to leave out other forms of kusala.
What's the most important thing? If we would think about vinyana charya, no one can escape. And anjana, akusala, is always followed.
So in terms of importance, the vipaka is there, that's undeniable. And the akusala is there, undeniable. Now what do we need to get?
Yeah. And the only way to get rid or to eradicate all those must be the jnana charya only.
But nicca patipadana must be referring to jhanas, not vipakas.
When we talk about the path, we talk about the right or wrong development.
So it's jhanas. We can't include vipakas in nicca.
That's why there are so many ways to explain dhamma, depending on the listeners too.
Also in the Patisambhada Magga, coming back to what I was mentioning about ayatanas, when it comes to vatu or base, vatu has different meanings because it seems that sometimes it refers to base as in eye base, and sometimes the object, the condition for vipaka, and sometimes like in the Patisambhada Magga, the internal ayatanas are all referred to as base or vatu. Is that right? Can one refer to the ayatanas as vatu?
It depends on what aspect we are talking about realities. For example, when we talk about realities by way of indriya, it's one way, and by way of ayatana, another way to explain. Because even a characteristic can be classified by so many ways.
Mm.
by being indriya or by being the paticchasamuppada or ayatana or indriya or dhatu.
Because it seemed to be a section talking about the ayatanas but under the heading of vatu. So.
And that's why we have to understand the meaning of each one. For example, when we're talking about vatu, usually when we talk about the vatu rupa, there are only six. Chakuvatu,
yes.
It means the birthplace or
yes.
What you call it, where the origination of
yes.
the citta.
And then Hridayavatu, but here it was referring to the ayatanas.
Okay, then.
But under the heading of vatu.
Under the heading of ayatana or under the heading of vatu?
Well, it was under the heading of vatu, but it seems
to be. So it has to be vatu if it's under the heading of vatu. And vatu can be object to bunya kriya vatu. The subject or the object.
What's the object?
Like punya kriya vatu. What does it mean for vatu then?
Punya kriya vatu. I thought they were the basis of meritorious.
The base.
Yes.
The ten punya kriya vatu.
Yes.
I really don't know the Pali term, but I understand the meaning.
Right.
What vatu there means. Because sometimes it means this and sometimes it means other thing.
So what does it mean there?
Where?
In punya kriya vatu.
Base, point of base.
Base or manners or wise way to perform good deeds.
Yes.
Not just dana, but there are ten what?
Bases.
10 bases.
But that's just a translation, but it's quite
yeah.
different from base, like an eye base
uh-huh.
or ear base.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
completely, I
yeah.
mean,
yeah.
same
mm-hmm.
English word,
right.
it's a completely different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But even the word base in English has different meanings.
Mm-hmm. So what does it really mean in
where
kriya vatu?
Or means or what? For good deeds,
method
or what?
Means,
basis.
Basis is all right.
Kinds.
Yeah. Forms or kinds.
Yes, it's another
so
meaning of vatu completely.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes ayatana is translated as dwelling place
mm-hmm.
or place of meeting, and this sometimes confuses me. So I get kind of hung up on this notion of place, and especially when I think about seeing, and if the object is not in front of you, there can be no contact. So that seems to reinforce the notion that there has to be a place. I don't know how to put that in the context of ayatana in a broader sense, or is a better way to think about ayatana and to involve this notion of place.
Because I think that we don't have the dwelling place for nama. And we think about dwelling place as rupa, but actually at moment of meeting point,
meeting place
or meeting point.
Mm. I think meeting point is more helpful. Or
so
just meeting.
There are
this notion of it's
yeah.
somewhere.
Yes.
Especially
what about they all come to be there to condition moment
what
of experiencing. They have to be there, all of them.
But I'm having trouble with this notion of place.
For example, the ear base and the sound must be there. And also citta and cetasika must be there at that very moment. And we call all of them ayatana,
yes.
manayatana, tamayatana. Yeah, at moment of seeing,
so
see.
There's citta
and cetasika.
Right. There is chakupasata, which is rupayatana.
Chakupasata is chakkhayatana.
Chakkhayatana.
And this word object
rupa is
rupayatana.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they all have to come together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. No absence. They must be there.
Nothing missing.
It's a bit confusing because the ayatanas are translated as meeting places, but it's actually a meeting of the different ayatanas.
Yes.
You can't have a meeting of one on its own.
Yes.
So, what is that word, ayatana?
I think just keep to ayatanas is easiest.
That's why we should keep Pali term.
And in the Paticchasamuppada and in the suttas, when it just refers to sanayatana or six ayatanas, but actually the 12 must be implied, six pairs must be meant, I think.
Because there is Chakayatana, not necessarily have Rupayatana.
You mean not necessarily to mention it?
At that moment, the karma produced the Chakayatana or the Chakupasatha Rupa, Sotapasatha Rupa, all five Rupas. But whether it is Ayatana or not, depending on whether there are other conditions, Ayatana, like
right.
Rupa.
So why call it Chakayatana?
Because it will be or it has to perform that function as Ayatana. And yeah. We don't know which one is Ayatana. For example, when there is life or patisanti, there must be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting. So how can you know which one is Ayatana at that time?
But if it's not yet Ayatana, if there isn't yet the meeting...
And it is later.
But can it be called Salayatana if it's
okay,
not yet?
But if it does not perform the function of Ayatana, or if it's not Ayatana, then there will be no Ayatana.
No. But the question was in the suttas, why do they just mention Salayatana or six Ayatanas?
While one is fast asleep, is there no Ayatana?
There is Ayatana. Always.
Do we have to mention the rupa, like sound, smell, taste?
Just implied, yes, mm-hmm. Because understood. It's an example of how there has to be some understanding from Abhidhamma, otherwise one doesn't understand the shorthand, I think.
Can it be known, the Ayatana?
It can be known.
It has to be known, with Panya.
Otherwise it wouldn't be taught.
Mm-hmm.
These two, Ayatana and Salayatana, what's the difference between them?
I think they're referring to the same, because when we talk about the Ayatanas, there are 12 Ayatanas, 6 internal and 6 external Ayatanas. And so when we read the Abhidhamma texts, it's always very detailed. But when we read about the Ayatanas in the suttas, usually they just refer to 6 Ayatanas. But I think what Ajahn Suchin is saying is that the external Ayatanas are implied because there can't be internal Ayatanas without externals. There can't be seeing consciousness without visible object, for example. There can't be the contacting if nothing is seen because the visible objects are conditioned for the seeing. So it's the same, it's implied. But I've had discussions with people like Bhikkhu Bodhi who have a different understanding, so it's controversial. They say that the sutta teaching is different from the Abhidhamma teaching and is pointing to different realities, whereas I understand that they're pointing to exactly the same. So when it mentions 6 Ayatanas, it's referring to 6 pairs of Ayatanas.
There must be a visible object in order for seeing to take place. What happens when you dream, or what happens when you imagine and you actually see?
You think you see, but actually the eyes are closed, so there's no seeing consciousness taking place, but there's memory of what has been seen. Dreaming is like thinking without the interruptions of seeing consciousness and hearing consciousness. Just like now, if you close your eyes and you can imagine what is in the room, but actually there's no seeing taking place at all.
Because I'm having trouble with this idea that here we are, a group of us, living in completely different universes, and yet we all agree that that's a glass and not a rabbit. But when we shut our eyes, then there's a whole other ball game comes into play. When I was a child, somebody would say to you, what's the difference between a post box and an elephant? And you say, I don't know. They say, well, I'm not going to send you the post, the letter then. And that's how I feel about it, because the Jintamaya Panya or the Sutamaya Panya, whatever it is, tells me that the nature of the microphone and the glass is the same.
But it's not a question of not being able to distinguish between the elephant and the post box, or not knowing whether it's a cup or a plate anymore. Life goes on just the same. It's just that while posting the letter or while drinking out of the cup, there's less and less illusion about what the actual reality is.
If you're talking about the doorways, there is no cup there, is there? is only what is seen through the eye door, and what is experienced through the body door, and what is heard through the ear door, and what is thought of through the mind door.
When we dream into Jin, there's very little kusala. If there's any dreaming about the Dharma or reflecting on Dharma, can there be wise consideration whilst dreaming at all?
Is it real at that moment?
It doesn't seem real.
Thinking isn't.
Oh, the thinking is real, yes.
Okay. And thinking can be kusala or akusala.
So there can be wise thinking. Usually not, but there can be some wise thinking.
If you don't call it a dream, we can call it thinking,
like
because
now,
there are only six doorways to experience the object.
With the development of Panya regarding the objects of the different doorways, when there is a moment of awareness of seeing those objects that we normally look at and take for something, at the moment of seeing, those objects aren't there. It is just seeing for what it is. That's how detachment occurs, because then there is knowledge that the objects that we normally take for something aren't important.
Right now, or when?
Well, it'd be good if it was right now, or whenever it occurs.
Now, there is the intellectual understanding about visible object, but what appears now?
Well, they appear to be objects to me, yes.
That's why, at moment of beginning to understand the characteristic of what is now appearing, it's so natural. Like when there is no understanding, it keeps on going on and on, naturally, unknowingly. So at this moment of beginning to just a glimpse or a very little understanding about visible object, even so, it's quite different from not having it at all. It's so very, very fine, or very, very little. So it does not happen like there's no one here at all. Everything is exactly the same. So one can see what is meant by the accumulation of understanding, naturally. Everything keeps on going. No one can stop or make it slower. Mm-hmm. But right understanding and awareness just begin to be there. Very little. Like holding the knife's handle or, mm-hmm. Yeah. It can be this moment, because visible object is now appearing. And the awareness does not appear as something different, like a change, but it's there, beginning to understand, just very little. And one knows that one does not jump to the concept of reality. Even it has to follow, but there can be just moments of understanding.
It's like one is applauding oneself to imagine oneself. That's the beginning.
Would it be like that?
Natural?
Not natural. It is a lot of attachment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Panya has to understand attachment. Otherwise, one is trapped again and again and again.
I understand that Lopa, there's no limit to it. It can come in and attach to anything.
Unknowingly,
and to what extent. But the development of understanding, does it really happen in a dramatic way? It's so little and natural that, okay, there will be attachment, but it wouldn't be so great, would it? The attachment that follows a moment of understanding?
It comes unknowingly.
A lot?
Yeah, that's why Panya has to know and to understand. Otherwise, what about the second noble truth? That which has to be eradicated.
I guess it's possible because maybe Lopa has not been known enough to even recognize it when it arrives.
For example, if there is the idea that I would do something in order to have great understanding or better understanding, right or wrong, isn't it Lopa? It has to be the development of Panya, right understanding, little by little from the very beginning. If one wished to have a lot or great amount of understanding, how come? How can you have it? impossible